Hey y'all, it's your Lookout News Roundup. I'm Joseph Darius Jafari, Editor-in-Chief of Lookout, the Southwest's only newsroom focused on accountability journalism for and about the queer community. Let's go ahead and get into it for the week of April 17th. We're starting in a place a lot of people don't always associate with queer life, robotics labs and engineering classrooms. And a program called Rainbow Robotics is working to change that. From LGBTQ Nation, they're reporting that a lot of LGBTQ plus kids in STEM spaces, which means science, technology, engineering, and math, it can feel isolating at best and openly hostile at worst. Representation in classrooms is sometimes non-existent, and casual homophobia or transphobia goes unchecked, leaving kids wondering if they even belong there in the first place. But a program called Rainbow Robotics is trying to flip that script by building programs specifically designed for queer youth in Tempe, Arizona. The idea here is simple. When queer kids can actually see themselves in these fields, they're more likely to stay in them. The program is being funded with a grant by It Gets Better Foundation. But the program is not just about robotics. It's about who gets to imagine the future and who gets left out of it. Now, from classrooms to confinement, a congressional delegation touring ICE detention facilities here in Arizona says that what they found was deeply alarming. In reporting from the Arizona Mirror, lawmakers including Representatives Yasmin Ansari and Greg Stanton from Phoenix and Adelita Grijalva from Tucson described migrants being held, quote, like sardines, pointing to severe overcrowding in facilities already under scrutiny. Officials said the system is beyond capacity, and in practice, that means less access to resources and more risk for the people inside. Back at the Capitol, it's veto season, and Governor Katie Hobbs has been busy. From the Phoenix New Times, her growing veto list is starting to paint a clearer picture of how she's navigating the legislative session, and it's not always along clean party lines. She's rejecting mostly Republican-backed bills, but also pushing back on measures with bipartisan support. Hobbs has said she will continue vetoing bills that come to her desk until Republicans produce a budget. Among the vetoes that she's done so far include tax bills that mirror federal tax legislation, as well as an attempt to rename highways after Charlie Kirk, the former leader of Turning Point USA, who was assassinated last year. Heading north now to Flagstaff, where students are throwing down. From the Northern Arizona University newspaper, The Lumberjack, students are hosting a T-Boy Throwdown, a trans-centered event focused on performance, identity, and community. It's joyful, yes, but it's also an act of visibility. At a time when trans students are facing increasing restrictions nationwide, the event was done at the same time as a Turning Point discussion being held on campus. Similar trans mask wrestling events have been held across the country in Los Angeles, Portland, and New York. Flagstaff is the newest location, though it's unclear if this was a single act of resistance or an ongoing event that will continue. Let's move on to national news and go to New York, to a place that carries a lot of history. From the New York Times, they're reporting that last month the Trump administration removed the Pride flag from the Stonewall National Park Monument across the street from the Stonewall Inn, a site central to the modern LGBTQ plus rights movement. That act resulted in large protests around the city and the nation, and the administration has stepped back from its decision by allowing the flag to remain. However, the flag is just the latest incident in a number of removals at the monument, which included removing trans women from mention at the site, despite the fact that trans women of color were central to the riots in 1969. And finally, a report from ProPublica. A new report outlines how Trump-aligned operatives are already laying the groundwork for the 2026 midterms, focusing on influence over election systems and strategy. Allies of President Donald Trump are working to build infrastructure that could shape how elections are administered at the local and state levels, which include organizing around election offices, recruiting aligned officials, and focusing on rules that govern voting and ballot counting. Critics warn these strategies will undermine confidence in election systems and shift how outcomes are determined. Supporters say they are focused on ensuring election integrity and transparency. The findings highlight how early organizing is already underway ahead of a critical election cycle. That's your Lookout News Roundup. If you want this in your inbox every week, head to lookoutnews.org and sign up for our newsletter. Until next time, stay safe, stay informed, and look out for each other.